the Secretary of State basically finished her visit. It was a two-day visit where she acknowledged that, you know, the United States is a major drug market, and that's a problem, which was a good admission. And then that visit was followed by Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano and Attorney General Eric Holder. So these were major talks, and they are in advance of a visit by President Obama in the middle of this month. That's scheduled for the 16th and 17th.
We talked about this before, having all of these very high-profile governmental bigwigs going down there. What good will it do? At minimum, it'll at least call attention to the problem. But do you actually see any movement on the front when it comes to quelling the violence and maybe even, I don't know, stopping the gun runners down there?
Actually, there's major movement, and there's a commitment of resources. There's $400 million going down there to start screening. The United States is going to start doing a lot of southbound screening. You know, the American officials never used to go through cars and trucks that were headed into Mexico, where if they did it, it was very minimal. They were always worried about contraband coming north. But now they're going to start searching trucks and putting in scanners, putting in detection devices, putting in x-rays, because now there's a determination to really stop this this gun traffic going south. So there, no doubt they will try to find ways around this, but at least on the land border side and at the ports of entry, you're going to have tighter security trying to stop the guns going south. And hopefully that will help quell the violence. And then Mexico last month announced at least two major arrests. One was the son of the scion of the Fuentes cartel, who was a major problem, and this guy was living in a high class district of Mexico City, and they arrested him in a jogging suit in a Mexico park. So Mexico was hailing this as a major break, and we'll see what good it does.
How flagrant is it when somebody who is wanted for such crimes is jogging through a park or wearing a jogging suit in a park and they're able to get nabbed that way? It sounds like they're very confident that they're running that country.
Well, at least I'm sure they felt that his bets were covered with bribery, at least probably in the police force and possibly in the various law enforcement agencies. And probably in the past that would have been true, but now the Army is much more in charge. There's much more of a crackdown. I think there's a recognition both in Mexico as well as in the United States that this is an existential threat to Mexico, that what is being fought for here is the government of Mexico. And this was something that Secretary Napolitano acknowledged in direct response to a question from Senator John McCain at a recent hearing. Mexico is fighting for the continuation of the rule of law and a legitimate government. And I think people have gotten a lot more serious about all that in recognition of that fact.
I wanted to ask you about Senator McCain, because this is all happening right in his backyard or his front door, depending on your point of view. Has he been able to turn this into, I don't want to say make political hay out of it, but has he been able to be out on the forefront on this, or have we heard?
He hasn't really been on the forefront, in my judgment. I mean, he certainly opposes these cartels, and he doesn't like the drug trade. But he hasn't been the major voice on it. And remember, during the time that this violence was reaching a crescendo, he was running for president. And nobody was focusing on Mexico, not the media, not the election campaigns, nobody, really. So he's concerned about it. That's pretty clear. He is supportive of Napolitano and enforcement efforts, but he hasn't been the leading voice in any of this.
And the president's going to be going down there, as you mentioned. What can we anticipate from that visit?
Well, usually when presidents go to summits, they like to have all their agreements ready to go and simply be signed, and everybody announces a triumph. I'm not sure exactly what the agenda is going to be, but certainly it'll show a lot of support for President Calderon in his fight against the cartels. And already the groundwork has been laid by the Secretary of State, DHS, and the Attorney General. So we can expect some serious attention now to this issue.